Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday for realsies?
Jewish people decided to kill a fuck ton of people.
They sure as fuck did.
And then they partied afterwards.
They sure as fuck did.
Yeah.
How fun! Whee! I love going out to dinner after I bloodshed.
Good stuff.
Murder.
Good old
fun. Purim. Yummy.
Good times.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. So that was Esther chapter 9.
Yes, it was.
And today we're going to be reading
Esther chapter 10.
All right. Let's go do this.
Okie dokie. Okay. Esther chapter 10.
Okay.
But I have to tell you something. It's like super de-duper short.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read it real slow.
Let's not.
No.
Let's just read it and see what happens. You know, maybe it'll just be a nice break for us since we had all this moving shit that we've been doing.
Yes, I know. I was just letting you know up front that it's super short.
Like if we just read it, we'd be done in like 30 seconds.
We'd already be done. Yeah.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. King Xerxes imposed tribute throughout the empire to its distant shores.
Okay.
Because, you know, he had that big old land. All those land that belonged to him.
Tribute. Is tribute like in like the Hunger Games where they have to like...
where each one of the little nations had to give up a tribute.
Right. Is that what tribute is?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He imposed tribute.
Okay.
I'm guessing like taxes. So yeah, kind of like,
right,
Hunger,
like Hunger Games.
But instead of giving me one of your kids to play in the Hunger Games and die, instead
well, but they didn't
give
just
me
give,
taxes.
They didn't just give like the kids for the games, they also gave their crops or their whatever they
true.
Made.
That so is true.
Part
that
of their true. Tribute, quote unquote, was the goods they made.
Right, but the kids were specifically called tributes.
Right. That was to appease the, you know, warmongering among them that like to...
The Capitol.
Yeah.
Snow. President sure. Snow.
Yeah, that was the their sick game.
Yeah, their right. sick game. Okay, and all of his acts of power and might, together with a full account of the greatness of Mordecai, whom the king had promoted,
mm-hmm.
are they not written in the book of the annals of are the kings not? Of Media and Persia?
Are they not?
Are they not?
I don't know. Are they?
Are not? They? Are they not? Not are they? Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Xerxes. Preeminent among the Jews.
I mean, he went from like Haman was like just like a guy, an official, right? He was high up there, right?
He was but second in command.
Was he second?
Yeah, yeah. That's why he wanted everybody to bow to him.
Oh, okay.
Except right. for in that one story where it was like, and he also had an idol that he wore on his breast.
That wasn't actually in the Bible, but
right, it was in one of the Midrashim.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so preeminent among the Jews and held in high esteem by his many fellow Jews because he worked for the good of his people and yeah. spoke up.
For them?
For the welfare.
Are you dragging this out on purpose?
Of all the Jews. The end.
Wow. Okay.
Yes,
so
I was.
So just one last little shot of, hey, Mordecai was awesome.
He was great. Yeah. He was really pretty great. He okay. did great and was great.
That's pretty great.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to like drag it out a little
because that's literally it.
That's it.
And now we're
not
done.
Not only is that the last bit of this chapter.
That's the last of Esther.
Yeah.
That's
Esther's
it.
Done.
We're done with Esther.
Esther's done.
And now we know what Purim is and we know that the Jewish people in this fictional story killed lots of fucking people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mordecai's awesome apparently.
He thinks he is. And the Jewish people think he is.
Right. And Xerxes obviously thinks he is.
And also Esther is held in great respect as a great woman in history in the Bible.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So we're just talking a lot to maybe make this more than like 3 minutes. Is that basically it?
I mean, I was just trying to, you know, say some things.
Yeah, no, I get it. I feel bad. You know, like when we have an episode that's like so short like this, I'm like.
I know. Sorry, guys.
I feel like we're cheating everybody.
I know.
Sorry about that.
I didn't write this shit.
You know what, though? It gives us time to rest and go watch another, you know, episode with our kid. So
the three shows that we watch with our kid currently that we trade between are Doctor Who and Torchwood and Supernatural. And
yeah.
It just depends on our mood.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Right. That's
because
what we're going to do.
Our kid did not see Torchwood. We saw Torchwood, but our kid never saw Torchwood.
Right.
The other two are just rewatches.
But also, we've been moving a lot, and we're so fucking tired.
Oh my God, you guys. Moving sucks.
It really does.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, and we got more to do.
More.
Tomorrow, especially.
More. Why?
That's all. I'm just sharing.
Can't it be done?
I'm oversharing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank God we have a really good friend that's helping us because otherwise
right?
we'd be fucked. Honestly. Like, what the hell? Moving is hard.
Yeah, we say every time we're never doing this again.
Ever.
We're going to hire somebody the next time.
That's what we always say and then we never.
Never do it.
It's never the right time.
Right.
It's never the right.
Can't do it at that time. Yeah. We'll get it next time.
Next
but
time.
We don't want to do it next time.
No, this time we have a really good basement and that's where all our shit is going.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, now you know way too much about our moving,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get on out of here.
Let's.
That was Esther chapter 10.
Sure as fuck was.
And the end of Esther.
You sure as fuck was.
But we'll be back. Tomorrow. I think we're doing tomorrow
with a wrap up.
Not a Q&A?
Well, I mean, it's
I guess,
a wrap up.
Yeah,
there's only two chapters.
And the last one was really fucking
stupid.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll just do a wrap up.
I mean, we'll just call it one fucking chapter and
yeah.
a, you know, no. little... Tid it
You're
on the
absolutely
end.
Right. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap this shit up.
And then
we're
going to
talk about the Book of Esther. And I think I'm going to look up some Purim. I'm
okay.
going to like find out more about the holiday itself.
Got it.
Since that's what this whole
is about.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll learn about, we'll recap the Book of Esther and we'll learn about Purim for our wrap up. And then so that will be Wednesday? Question mark.
Yeah,
this is coming out on Tuesday. Yeah,
so Wednesday.
That'll be Wednesday, and then Thursday will we'll be contradictions. Our contradictions.
And then Friday, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
We might just take a day off.
I don't really want to start a new a new book on a Friday. That just seems lame.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll take Friday off, and then maybe that weekend we'll get back to our Patreon. Maybe we'll do a Patreon and a book club.
That'd be a good idea.
Why don't we do a Saturday, Sunday book club and Patreon?
Well, now that we're done working this all out on our podcast.
As we do.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the wrap up.
We sure as fuck will.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.